My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that, because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's third down, and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
Probably didn't.
You don't say.
You know what I don't like there? That's Matt LaFleur, Green Bay, which beat Indianapolis with an insane rushing. I mean, maybe they're responsible for more of this run-to-pass imbalance, relative imbalance than anyone else after yesterday. But what I don't like there is that the referee asks the coach. The coach says if he wants.
Do you want us to take him out?
Is it up to the coach to decide that? I mean, there are known situations where the referee, the independent spotter, where the officials decide that. Maybe the coach would leave the guy in the game. But no. You have to leave because you're wobbling or whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
Throwing up does not fall into the category of things that the officials like, yeah, we could just, if you want to stay in, you can stay in. I mean, it kind of affects play.
Yeah, I would say yes.
It's not just the player's own individual
and
safety or health.
Yeah, it can also be a sign of a player that's in some kind of distress here, whether it's heat related or head injury-wise. I mean, those are both things that vomiting can be symptomatic of. So
you would think.
You know, you could, even though there wasn't maybe a clear, evident blow to the head, maybe you would wonder if this guy is okay to keep playing, you know, playing center, especially. I mean, he's just going to get collided with every play.
Every play is a blow to the head.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say that lightly. But, you know, like, why should that be put to the coach? Of course, take him off the field. And that's what LaFleur said. Like, yes, I want you to take him off the field when
he's throwing up. The ball.
You probably should take their center out and anybody else's center out if anybody's sick at the line of scrimmage like that. Stop the game. Imagine not stopping the game when one of the linemen is throwing up literally on the field. I didn't know about this. I watched, you know, a little bit of every game. Not a lot of that game.
I think I want to say definitely have seen guys walking up to the line of scrimmage, vomit, and then just go get in their stance. I without even a second thought. Now, it might be long before the days of the independent spotters or anything like that, but I know I've seen it in college and the pros. Guys, you know, spews and like, okay, I'm good to go now. So it doesn't always mean, you know, there's a problem necessarily, but, you know, you might want to make sure.
I want a clean ball. That's one thing I want. That's, clean the field.
Well, good on Willis for not forcing a throw there with a vomit ball.
Yeah, good on him.
But it could have affected the grip, I suppose. And if not, flat out the aerodynamics of the ball.
How about that Green Bay winning? I feel like I missed that one. You know, I've always liked LaFleur and the Packers. They're a team, you know, I went into last year thinking like Green Bay is going to be good. Mm-hmm. It took a while, but they were good eventually. And they got no credit. Willis was seen as being so bad that they were 3-4 point underdog at home against a Colts team that's done what exactly? So they didn't, we missed that one, the Packers.
Yeah.
You know, that was maybe gettable that they would be good enough overall as a team.
I said on Friday, I mean, here, ready for excuses. I think I went 0-5 with my, or, well, 0-4 with my NFL picks. I won on Ole Miss again. I had a terrible weekend. I didn't like any of the games. And that was one that I didn't like so much that I don't know what to do here. I don't know if I trust Indianapolis yet. I think Green Bay's the better team overall, but it's Malik Willis. And like, I'm just, no fly. I'm just going to avoid it. Missed it. Yeah, I just had no feel for it at all. Well, I didn't trust either side of it at all. And so I'm not really that surprised. Maybe more sort of, you know, what exactly is Indianapolis going to be here?
Man, yeah, that. So Richardson has almost like never played a road game in his, it's like the fifth road game of his career, including college. And one or two or even a few of the other ones were dome games. One was the world's largest cocktail party. Maybe they don't call it that anymore, but the Georgia Florida game at a neutral site. There was a game last year where he, I think, went out for the season, was in Houston. So now it's Lambeau Field. It's September. It was sunny and warm, but, you know, grass even. I don't know. Like, that's another reason why I sort of am bothered by not guessing that Green Bay would win this game. But, man, I mean, it's 16-3 late. He had three picks. I can't tell you, like, overall what his day looked like because I didn't see much of it. But that's a team that all season, we're looking at the AFC. We're kind of stacking up the AFC officially on Tuesdays, tomorrow. It's another interesting edition of the reverse AFC power rankings.
Action-packed, dare I say, edition of reverse AFC power rankings we'll coming tomorrow at 3.
And Indianapolis, there was a pretty big range. I mean, there were times when we were really talking up the Colts. And you'd have, like, the obvious teams, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Bengals. Okay, well, these teams have all established themselves as capable of winning big. What? And then you have Houston, which maybe did that. What if somebody else emerges? And the Colts?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We're kind of an easy pick for that. Like, what if he's good? And, you know, we like the coach, maybe some pretty good talent roster-wide. And that could still happen. But they're 0-2, and this game has to be really demoralizing. Malik Willis, everybody said the same thing. Watch out if he has to throw the ball. Like, he's just been so unimpressive, apparently, that Tennessee just gave him away. He has to start this game for the Packers. 12 for 14, 122. And a touchdown, you know, that'll play if you're running the ball. And they ran it 53 times. The Bills ran 45 plays in Miami. The Packers ran the ball 53 times yesterday in beating Indianapolis. Also curious that Jonathan Taylor did not play at all in the fourth quarter. So 16-3. And their coach today said, well, we were losing, so we're going to try to throw the ball, obviously. And it really wasn't in the game script.
He's not our pass-catching back.
But who is?
He's Jonathan Taylor.
Right. You have to respect him as a, you know, on a draw or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was weird.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough way to a tough game to lose where, like, not to say that the Packers didn't apply themselves running it 53 times in the game, but you lost a game where your opponent basically tried to do as little as possible to you. They're just going to line up and run it because they don't trust their quarterback, and you just could not do anything on offense to give yourself a chance. I mean, if you could have even, you know, made that game 16-10, 16-13 at a reasonable time, maybe the Packers feel like they got to throw it, or God forbid, even get a lead, and they got to trust a guy that they don't trust to make plays, and it just never got there. I mean, what a frustrating game to lose.
Yes. Indianapolis, playoff odds after their 0-2 start, 4-1 against at BetOnline. Jacksonville's are almost as bad. Jacksonville's next. Bills will play the Colts, too. They play the AFC South. All kind of early. First half of the season, I think. Indy's the latest of the four. November. What about Jacksonville? Very winnable game. Similar to the Colt game, actually. Where there's a chance late, ends up that Lawrence takes a safety. They're down three, and they get the ball late. He takes a safety, and they lose by five, under 2 minutes to go.
Right, so their last gasp try needed a touchdown instead of a field goal. They could have tied the game, maybe, if they don't take that safety and still, you know, punt the ball away or whatever on that possession. So that killed them, and yeah, the coach sounds like he's just very demoralized. The quarterback sounds very demoralized. It makes sense. They've been on a losing streak. They're 0-2 to start the season. You know, last year at this time, it was, I think, still okay to think about them with a soft schedule and a soft division as a potential number one seed in the conference. You know, they're good. Great second half of the season. Big playoff comeback the year before. I'm talking about the end of the 22 season now. And like, so, okay, here comes Jacksonville. Now, they've paid the quarterback. Lawrence is up there with all the other guys that are now making 50 or more a year or whatever it is. And they just, yeah, it's not happening. And so, I don't know. Like, that's a team that's kind of had the Bills' number. I mean, it's different teams. It's Urban Meyer the one time that happened. And then, of course, last year it was Peterson and all the injuries took place. That game was in London. So, I don't know. I think because of that, it's an opponent that fans are going to be wary of, and that's why I even said to Eric, like, I'm bracing for a lot of wounded, cornered animal talk here with the Jaguars, because that's the Bills have had two of their tougher outings in the last few years have been Jacksonville games. Very different games, but, you know, one that just could not move the ball or get any points at all. I mean, 9-6 in this era is incredible. Especially with the talent of the quarterbacks in that game with Allen and Lawrence a few years back now.
There was no blizzard?
There was no blizzard, as I recall. Yeah. So, it's I get the idea. Like, you know, if they needed to get, you know, their attention to detail dialed in, maybe being 0-2, you know, you can be wary of them. But it's a tough game to get my head around because the Bills have had a difficult time with them for whatever reason. Maybe it's just coincidence. I don't know. But they have had a tough time.
I wonder about Peterson. He's been there a while now, and it looks bad. At Buffalo, at 0-2 on a Monday night, don't get blown out. Right? Like,
yeah.
Peterson,
yeah.
At this point. Then they go to Houston. Don't get blown out.
Yeah.
First coach fired watch. Maybe Jacksonville. Not if they win here.
No, if they win here, I think that, you know, they've stopped the bleeding and they responded and we'll see. But yeah, if it's ugly, I mean, really, the way he, I mean, I know we jump to conclusions, but the way he sounded after that game, I would understand if a fan is going, the dude just sounds like he's waiting to get fired. It just does not sound like he's ready to rally the troops. He just sounds like, ugh, this is not going well. So they're in a tough spot.
Bills have a win over Jacksonville from when Allen was a rookie, but that's it, going back to the playoff loss. Speaking of low-scoring games, 10-3 in the year the Bills broke the drought, and then these last two in 21, and then last year, Jacksonville beating the Bills. 803-0550, we'll have more Football Monday after this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.